This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. People in Boston are joining demonstrators from around the country in demanding more police accountability following fatal shootings by officers in two cities last week. Some demonstrators also are speaking out against violence aimed at police after the killings of five officers in Dallas. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on two demonstrations yesterday that attracted hundreds of people.
Demonstrators gathered outside the Roxbury Innovation Center, where organizer James Hills took the microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's important in a rally is that we chant, and we'll interchange those, we'll put the message in. We're also aware of the fact that people united will never be defeated. People united will never be defeated. People united will never be defeated.
Hills and the others near Dudley Station were demonstrating after the killing of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling by police in Minnesota and Louisiana. But Hills says they're also honoring the five police officers killed in Texas.
Gun violence is wrong anywhere. Our president said it best. Just because Black Lives Matter does not mean that blue lives don't.
There was also anger over the perceived targeting of minorities by police. That frustration was especially apparent at a later rally, steps away from the first, organized by Mass Action Against Police Brutality. Protesters marched down Washington Street to nearby Dudley Square Plaza, where organizer Nino Brown addressed the crowd.
We are in a war. The police are militarized. They have their weapons, they have their strategy, they have their tactics, and they have their politics and their ideology.
Brown and others who spoke railed against a system they say is designed to protect police officers. They criticize low indictment rates of officers who shoot civilians and are circulating a petition to reopen every case of police violence in Boston. The issue of violence, they say, is not new. What is new is the advent of digital cameras, allowing interactions with police to be filmed by bystanders. But one of the biggest calls among demonstrators yesterday was for police to start wearing body cameras. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, speaking outside a nearby Family Day celebration with a DJ, says the city is looking into police body cameras, but
it's not as simple as putting in a body camera. We have to look at the policy, what the information is going to be recorded, when they go on, when they go off, how do they work. I mean, this is all kind of new. It's new to the country.
Either way, Walsh says police body cameras are coming to Boston in the, quote, near future, but exactly when is still unclear. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.